The Santa Rosa City Schools Board met last night. One of the main topics was the deadly stabbing on campus at Montgomery High School last week. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Superintendent of Santa Rosa Schools, Anna Trunell. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Can you tell us about the meeting last night and what kind of communications you've had with the school board?
Yes, thank you for that question. Last night, we heard from many of our students, staff, and families, and their concerns related to school safety. Our board took account of all of the voices that we, you know, that people wanted to express, and we are taking stock of what we're hearing, and we are making plans for how we move forward.
So I'm assuming the question you're trying to answer is, how do you provide an atmosphere that's conducive for students to learn in versus turning schools into lockdown facilities with metal detectors everywhere? Do I have that right?
So that is, in fact, part of our discussion is how we ensure that our schools are safe and that our students feel welcome, seen, and supported. And so, you know, while hardline approaches like police and metal detectors can be a very important strategy for some, I'm very open to hearing what our students and our community discuss with us, because the North Star is that schools help all of our students, which includes a network of support services to nurture safe and welcoming learning environments.
One of the things that we've heard in the last week is that mental health is a real priority and that it's just not really supported in schools at this level it needs to be. So what can you do to ensure that there's more resources for mental health and make them available at schools?
So over the last 2 years, we began hiring more counselors, mental health therapists, and restorative specialists in all of our schools. We also have family engagement facilitators to assist with the bridge between school and home support. We also contract with outside agencies to bring outside from outside into our school district additional support from the community. And we will be looking at our ratios of our staff to see what we can do to increase those numbers so that we have more support on our campuses available in real time, as well as more visibility of those resources so that they're absolutely known to our students.
Superintendent, you've been in education for a lot of your life. You know, being young is not as easy as it used to be. You know, you got social media, anxiety, depression. Students are trying to reintegrate back into social life after the pandemic. There's a lot you're dealing with as students deal with a lot.
That is true. And, you know, I think that it's important for our community to understand that the level of care that we need to provide our students now versus in the past, even with our own experiences growing up as young people, is different. And we have to be mindful of that. We have to pay attention to that. And we need to engage with our students so that we understand what it is that they need.
Now, when a crisis like this happens, we all tend to focus on the incident, and we can start to think that fights are breaking out in classrooms all the time. So what is the reality in schools? Is it common for fights to break out in classrooms? And would you say that there's been an increase in fighting?
So I think that we have seen incidents of fights on campuses over many years. I do feel like recently we have seen an uptick of behaviors that have been definitely unexpected and unprompted. And I've actually been meeting for several weeks now with people in our community, people in our school system, so that we can start to understand what more we need to do. So I've been engaging with parents, with staff, and with community organizations to see what we can do for outside-in and inside-out resources.
So you've been at, as you mentioned, meeting with the Santa Rosa community. What makes this community different than others as it comes to education and what you guys are going to have to do going forward?
I think every community is unique in what they value and how they connect when it comes to supporting our youth, especially around education. What I find beautiful about our community, which was very much signified in the listening session that we held two nights ago, is that our community is ready to come together. They want to be a part of the solution. I have many people reaching out to me to provide their support and resources, and it's a matter of coordination so that we can do this in a very thoughtful and deliberate way so that our students can see a difference and know that we are listening.
Chief Cregan of the Santa Rosa Police Department told KSRO that they were not notified about any of the prior incidents between Jaden Pienta and the suspect, and that there were multiple confrontations before last Wednesday's deadly stabbing. Do you think that Montgomery school officials did the right thing by not notifying the police, and will there be any change in reporting policies?
You know, I understand that people have questions regarding the interactions between the students prior to last week's events, and I believe that these questions come from a place of wanting to find remedies and strategies to ensure that this never happens again. However, federal and state student privacy laws strictly prohibit the disclosure of this information and regardless or understandable curiosity and concern. Therefore, I may not answer that specific question about the students' educational records, and I cannot confirm nor deny any information that was already made public. That said, I do want to clarify that all of our students and families, to all of our students and families, that we have many resources on our campuses to support them.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
That is Superintendent of Santa Rosa Schools, Anna Trunell.